Chapter 26. Next day we moved Strickland. It needed a good deal of firmness and still more patience to induce him to come, but he was really too ill to offer any effective resistance to Stroeve's entreaties and to my determination. We dressed him while he feebly cursed us, got him downstairs, into a cab, and eventually to Stroeve's studio. He was so exhausted by the time we arrived that he allowed us to put him to bed without a word. He was ill for 6 weeks. At one time it looked as though he could not live more than a few hours, and I am convinced that it was only through the Dutchman's doggedness that he pulled through. I've never known a more difficult patient. It was not that he was exacting and querulous. On the contrary, he never complained. He asked for nothing. He was perfectly silent. But he seemed to resent the care that was taken of him. He received all inquiries about his feelings or his needs with a jibe, a sneer, or an oath. I found him detestable, and as soon as he was out of danger, I had no hesitation in telling him so. "Go to hell," he answered briefly. Dirk Stroeve, giving up his work entirely, nursed Strickland with tenderness and sympathy. He was dexterous to make him comfortable, and he exercised a cunning of which I should never have thought him capable, to induce him to take the medicines prescribed by the doctor. Nothing was too much trouble for him.